Activity 13.
Okay, so we've listened to some examples of different kinds of music, different music genres. Remember, you can access the files in the Music Lab to become familiar with the different kinds of music. Just follow the handout on how to access the music files. You all have the handout, right? It looks like this.
Yeah.
So then you'll be able to identify what's rock, jazz, R&B, you know, so you can tell the difference between classical and country.
Is there going to be a quiz?
What's that? A quiz? Yes, there'll be a quiz after the first two chapters. In the meantime, try the practice quizzes in the music lab. Some of you, have some of you already listened to the music samples from last week's lecture?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right, that's good. I see some of you must consider music important, huh? Well, you're in the right class. Okay, today I'm going to talk about the power of music. The power of music. Did you ever think of music as powerful? As you might guess, music is an important part of every culture. And it has the power to move people. What do we mean, move people? Well, one way that music makes people want to move, is physically. Physically. Your body reacts in a physical way. I'm sure you've noticed that when people hear music, they often dance or sing, right? La, 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 la. Sometimes they clap their hands or they tap their fingers to the rhythm, like this. Or their toes. Look, Terry's got it. He moves his foot, he nods his head to the beat. Okay. Secondly, music stirs people's emotions. It stirs their emotions, their feelings. It moves them emotionally. You may not even know that this is happening, but music goes straight to your heart without entering your mind. Yeah, straight to your emotions. You know, music makes soldiers march together into battle. Have you heard of that? Have you seen soldiers marching to music? Marching to music. Right. It helps them march in unison, together, as one group. Music lifts the spirits. Lifts the spirits of workers and makes them work harder. In other words, when people hear the right kind of music, upbeat music, they feel happy to work. They really will want to do a job. School bands, yeah, school bands play music at a football game, and the crowd gets excited, and the crowd cheers the players, and the players play their best.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's the third power of music? Did you know that music also has the power to heal? The power to heal. To cure sickness? Music can actually alter your brain waves, alter your mind, so you have a sense of well-being. When people are sick or injured or sad, music often makes them feel better. How about you? When you're sad, do any of you ever listen to music?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Uh-huh. Does it make you feel better?
Yep.
Okay, that's great. Now, here's another power of music that you are probably familiar with. Music has the power to entertain listeners, right? Music entertains listeners. Music makes people happy. It makes them excited. Or takes them to another world. How many of you listen to music just because you like it? Does music make you feel good?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it puts you in a happy mood, or a romantic mood, or a cheerful mood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure it does. So that's a fourth power, to entertain. What other power does music have? Well, a fifth power is that music relaxes listeners. It relaxes people. Music relaxes you when you feel tired or tense. How many of you listen to music when you're tired or worried or nervous? Does music sometimes make you calmer and more relaxed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes away your stress and anxiety and nervousness, huh? Good. We all need that from time to time. You know, parents often sing lullabies to babies because a lullaby makes them calm down and fall asleep, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Lullaby and good night. All right, I don't want to make you fall asleep right now. So, the last power that I want to mention today is that in addition to moving people individually, music brings people together. Music brings people together in very great ways. It focuses their attention and feelings in a common experience. Music makes people's connections to each other stronger. People who sing in a choir, you know, a musical chorus, they often feel a strong relationship to each other. People who play musical instruments. Anybody here play musical instruments?
In a band?
Yeah. Well, people who play musical instruments together in a band have a common connection. And people who enjoy listening to the same kind of music, they feel like they belong to a group. Almost like a family. Music connects people to each other. Okay, I've presented 6 different ways that music has the power to move people.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Music moves people physically. It moves people emotionally. It heals people emotionally and physically. It entertains people. It relaxes people. And it brings people together. Yep. Music can do all of this. Later in this unit, you will have a chance to expand upon these concepts and explore the connection between music, rhythm, and other kinds of learning.